When they did come out onto the sand out of the tunnel, the sea wind hit them like a wet canvas wall to walk into, a deafening, stinging buffeting on their faces. "Oh!" said Stephanie, opening her mouth, swallowing cold, salty air. She staggered and laughed.
"Oh, Daniel!"
A steady, noisy fluttering set up in the skirts of her coat. She beat ineffectively at them, put up a mittened hand to the starry beret.
"Come round this side of me," said Daniel. "I'm a good solid windbreak."
He stood between her and the stream of air off the sea, under the harbour wall. Dry sand blew and snaked and eddied, rose in a crest and fell inanimate under the wall. The tide was running out. Beyond them, it had flung its limit line of glittering black grit, ground dust of mussel shells, tossed strands of bladderwrack. The sands were printed with long, dimpling ribs, mirror images of the water, where the beach dipped. A ruffled sheen of it still winked and shone. Daniel laughed with idiotic pleasure.